Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, Rachel Lally is a teacher turned professional boxer, and she travelled from Belmullet, County Mayo, all the way to the Middle East, where she's training there and she's working her way up the world rankings. Yesterday, we met Rachel Lally before. She was facing off against the world number 10 in the UBO International Super Middleweight title in Dubai. How did she do? Let's have a listen to the result.
Winner by unanimous decision. Oh.
From the red corner, Rachel Lally. She is the bullet from Belmullet and she's live from Dubai. Good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Congratulations to you. There's a delay in the line, so I'm going to ask you very direct questions. How did you feel after that big win? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm just listening to you talking about the Irish language. Tom, we are winning with you.
I'm trying to avoid interrupting you because there is such a huge delay in the line, Rachel. But tell us about this fight, because I gathered that you've done, it was 8 rounds, your longest ever fight. What a delight to get around that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a massive step up for me in my professional career. My previous fights were 4 and 6 rounds, so there was a lot of work that had to go in to prepare for the 8 rounds, but I felt very good and confident in there and got the job done, so I'm absolutely delighted.
And I know that you're a teacher, because the last time we were talking to you, you were telling us you're over in Dubai, you're teaching English to 11-year-olds to 18. It's kind of a British curriculum school, children from all over the world. So I presume you got today off.
I did not. I was in school today. I just got home. There's no rest for the wicked. I had to go in and celebrate with the kids. You know, they were looking forward to it and they were all watching the fight as well. So it's important. They're part of the celebrations, but I'm definitely tired after the day. But, you know, it's important to share those moments with the students and hopefully inspire them as well.
I'd say you'd be on a thirst for sure. Your mum, Rosaline, has been on to us. She's very, very proud of you. She's kept us up to date with what the Bullet from Bullet has been up to. Tell us what the response has been from home when you eventually switched on your phone.
Yeah, so I did have my phone on flight mode. I tried to switch off before the fight and not get distracted, but my phone was blowing up with messages and comments and everything on Facebook and Instagram from everyone in Belmullet, County Mayo, and all around the world. And I just honestly so happy and grateful for everyone's support, because that's what keeps me going. And I always say, you know, we're so lucky to be Irish, the community, even if you're a million miles from home, everyone is supporting you. So I'm just happy to represent my country out here in Dubai.
You're doing a hell of a job at it as well. Tell us about the fight itself, because this woman you were facing off against, she is the current world number 10. Since you've beaten her now, what happens? I presume you go up the rankings. Are you guaranteed a slot? How does it work?
Yeah, so it depends on the box rec, the official record. So I'll be waiting in the next day or two to find out where I've moved to in the world rankings. I'm currently 16th in the world. But I'd expect after the win to break into the top 10. And after winning the title, that's opening, I'll be a contender for the vacant world title in the UBO. So all eyes are set for the future, which is exciting, but just trying to live in the moment for now.
Yeah, live in the moment, because you're having a good time. You did get to celebrate somewhat, I think, last night, went to the local Irish bar.
Of course, I always go for my spice bag after the fight. That's my celebratory meal. So it was just, called into McCafferty's after the fight and had my food and headed home then and getting ready for my lessons today. So it's all go.
An absolute pro to show up as the moon chore as well. And by the way, you were celebrating with friends and colleagues. You're dating in the scene in Dubai, are you at the moment? Are you single?
No, I'm single, yeah. I don't think anyone has they're all scared of me, I'll put it that way. I wouldn't blame them.
can't imagine. Contender now. You're
I don't know if I'd have the time to manage it all.
And the next steps, which you're kind of not really thinking about right now, but there is going to be, or there is a vacant world title, is there, for you in super middleweight?
Yes, there is. And yeah, the plan is to have all eyes on that for next year, 2026. So after a few days of rest, I'll be back in the lab working with my coach and gearing up towards hopefully securing a fight for the world title. There'll probably be a few fights in between that. But yeah, that's where the focus is. And I didn't think I'd be saying that this time last year, but it's been a brilliant year, my first year professional. So why not?
An amazing year, first year professional, and you're going up the rankings and now talking about a possible world title. It's just extraordinary. This, as we say, 8 rounds. Happily, you ended the fight safely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what any boxer is grateful for, to come out safe, and both of us and both me and my opponent being able to get back home safely to our friends and family and have that sportsmanship as well. It's very important in the sport to respect your opponent. And, you know, she was definitely a worthy opponent and a tough challenger as well. She definitely didn't come here for a holiday. So it was a tough fight, but I enjoyed every minute of it and felt strong in all of the eight rounds. So I'm really happy with my performance.
Well, they're very proud of you over in Belmullet. Will you get home again soon? Because we only met you there during the year when you had come back for the first time in a good while.
Yeah, in the summer. Well, I'm hoping to get back for Christmas. We've got the lovely teacher holidays, a few weeks off. So I'm hoping to bring the belt back home to Irish soil and celebrate with everyone back home. It'd be amazing.
That's going to be great fun. Listen, thank you so much, Rachel Lally. And please don't get hurt as well. Stay safe in the ring. But you're flying in your chosen ring of battle. Bikur Mok August Berabua. Victory always for the Bullet from Belmullet.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Rachel. Apologies there. There was a delay in the line, as you could hear from Dubai, but it was worth pausing to hear from her because she was live and she's doing all the schooling. And imagine coming in after a fight and still showing up for the classroom. What a woman. Some nice texts coming in as well. Margaret Atwood, such a straight talker and a literary genius. Yes, a very direct woman, I notice, when you're chatting to her. And I have to reiterate, it's a very, very funny memoir. And there's other ones coming in as well. You gladden my heart or put joy in my heart. Clearing to Glinder Imochri. Thank you, Bernie in Cavan. That's all our business for today. Rachel English is coming up after this.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.